Well, we did, we got...
So you got the main, you got the main point.
We have two.
So on Dachav Beis, Amid Beis, it says, HaYa'omei B'tfilo U'mayim Shosin Al Birkov, a person is in the middle of davening, and he begins urinating. Posek Ad She'yichlo HaMayim, he has to stop davening until the mayim stops. V'chozer Mispalo, and then he continues davening. Mashma from the Gemara, that he just, once he stops urinating, he immediately can continue davening. The question is that we have a sugya on Dachav Tayyam Aleph that says that one of the requirements for a person to be able to daven is that there can't be any meraglayim there. And the Gemara says, on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, Amar Yehuda, Sofik Tzoa Tzura, Sofik Meraglayim Mutorim. That if a person is either davening or kriyashma, I think it's, I'm not sure what the case is, it doesn't look clear what the case is, but if what does it say? Rashi says kriyashma, fine. Okay, Korim sounds like Kriyashma, right? That if a person is a Suffolk, whether or not there's Soa in the place, he can't read Kriyashma. But if it's a Suffolk, whether it's Meraglayim, he can read Kriyashma. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Savala Kihod Rav Hamnuna. That this Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Hamnuna, that who says, Lo Asra Torah Al Kneged Amud Bilvad. That the whole Ether of Meraglayim that prevents you from saying Kriyashma or davening is only Kenegeda Omud, opposite the stream of Meraglayim. But if you have Meraglayim on the floor, in a puddle, or any other kind of situation, there's no Issa Deraisa. And the Gemara says, and this is based on Rabbi Yonasan, who learns it after the Psukim over there in Kiseitse, the same principle, the Lo Asra Torah Ela Kenegeda Omud Bilvad, Hanafula Arashari, but if it's fallen on the ground and it's in a puddle, it's mutter midiraisa to read Kriyashma to daven there. Because who says, obviously, Meraglayim is not the same thing as Tzoa. Tzoa is also midiraisa, but Meraglayim is not, and that's the reason why Sofik Meraglayim is mutter. Rabbon Hutagazibahu, and the Chachamim, the whole Isa, Meraglayim, that's Nafula Ara, is only midirabonon. This is a very interesting lashon. I don't want to get involved in it, but it's the Gemara seems to say that the Chacham only made a gzeira on vada, not on suffik. The Gemara doesn't have to say that. The Gemara, once you establish that it's the rabbanon, so the rabbanon is a kuli. It shouldn't have to say they only made the gzeira on the rabbanon. And this gets involved in the whole discussion in the machlokes rishonim whether suffik the rabbanon lakula is that the raisa or the rabbanon, which I don't want to get into. But this Lashon HaGemara leads into that discussion as well. So the Gemara says that the whole Easter of Meraglayim is only the Rabbanon, therefore it's only Vaday and not Suffolk. And then the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks the question, Uba Vadon Ad Kama. So it is Usher when it's definitely urine there in a puddle. So how much urine has to be there in order for it to be Usher? So the Gemara says, Kozman Shemat Tfichin, which is a hifil form, meaning if there's enough meraglayim there so that if something touches it, it would become wet, then that considers if there's still meraglayim there, and midrabban, then not allowed to read kriyashma there. That's the Gemara Dachafei. So back to Argobar again. What's our problem over here? How does this person continue
davening?
Is when he stops urinating. There's a puddle of meraglayim on the floor. He urinates, just urinated. His clothes are soaked. His body is covered with meraglayim. How can he continue davening? So, Tosos, there's actually a summary showing him that goes Maimini and others who say that you actually have to be Marshik Dalai Lamas. The Gemara's not Marshik that way. By Tzoa, the Gemara said, you have to be Marshik. By Meraglayim, just Marshik, continue davening. Summary showing, well, it doesn't say it, but that's what you have to do because they have the same problem. At least with the Rabbanah, you should have to be Marshik. So, Tosos gets two Terusim. Tosos says, one Terus, you know what? It says, Mayim Shosin, Mayim Shosin Al Birkov. It doesn't mean there's so much urine over here. It's a couple of drops, and it's absorbed into your clothing, and very quickly absorbed into your clothing, to the point where it's no longer tofeach amnas lahatfiach. It's not called mashim atfiachin. So therefore, there's really no meraglayim here. So obviously the Shita and Tosfos learns that it doesn't sound like the person really, he didn't really urinate. It's just sort of a couple of drops came out, and so you have to stop while drops are coming out. But once it is absorbed into your clothing, to the point where it's not tofechem, not satfiach, so you just continue davening. So that's the first sheet in Tosos. The second sheet in Tosos is what? Liunira. That even what if your clothes are wet. And even if what it's mashma, it doesn't say it's exactly Tosos, but even if there's a puddle on the ground, there, right? So it should be also a midrabanon, right? So it says, since it's not an Issa d'Oraisa, it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, Kevan she'omed kvar b'tfilah, so it's in the middle of davening, what do you want from him already? He's in the middle of davening, and obviously it's mashma, I mean, many Rishonim say he shouldn't be in the middle of davening, he should have taken care of things beforehand, but it's mashma, maybe that's not necessarily the case, maybe it came on him suddenly, or maybe he just doesn't have control, he's incontinent in a certain way. So, the lo atrichura bottom lachza betvila. The chomim didn't require him to move, to go down amos, or to take off his clothing and wash himself or whatever. That's what Tosus said. Now, the Rashba is really agreeing very much with this shita of second shita of Tosus, but he puts a couple of extra explanation into it that Rav Moshe finds very significant. He says the following. He has the question, what it's mashma in the Gemara that you just have to stop davening. He has the lashon mamtin, posik or mamtin, which is, by the way, not the lashon in our Gemara. We just have the lashon posik. But in any case, right? Yes, we don't have the lashon mamtin. There's different. Do we have the word mamtin in our Gemara? Yeah, but okay. So the Chosam must have the girsa too. We don't have that girsa in our Gemara. There are different girsas in this Gemara. But it says mamtin ach yichla mayim the Chosam. That what is mashma? That once you stop urinating, you can continue davening. So Rashba says, "We stop really." The lashon of this gemara is mashma. They encircle ha'chitim welcome on my cloud. That you don't have to move. It doesn't say anything about moving dalal amos. I mean, you just urinated. There's a puddle on the ground. Whatever you don't have to do anything. Because it's funny, bro. It's so connective. We just had the earlier sugya was the brayta that said that if a person has sees tsoa by him, he's got to be marchik from it. What's the difference? The Talmud of the Mills Mishnah, the Betzoa, Boy Machanecha Kodosh. The problem with Tzoa is Machanecha Kodosh, so therefore, you have to be out of the Mach, the Betzoa has to be out of your Machne of Kedusha. I think the shot is that those Sukkim are talking about in the Midbar, the Machne of Yisrael, and the Onan, that's considered a Machne of Kedusha. And then davening, whenever you're davening, you're also creating a Machne of Kedusha. So Tzoa has to be out of your Machne of Kedusha, it has to be outside his alamas. Aval meirag liam einam also deraisa el connected omud uktesiv lo yireh b'chayav as davar chadis l'kaman. Since meirag liam is not also deraisa only connected omud, and the reason why it's also is because it is possible yireh b'chayav as davar, which is what Rav Moshe trying to understand. Why does the Rashba use this expression? Hilkachim lo hischil machik midrabanan. If what so midrabanan it's also. Midrash, it's only also connected to Amud because of the Rebbe Chavas Dova. Midrabanan, they made it also even if it's not connected to Amud. But if you didn't start yet, davening yet, marchik, avavomit feel low. But just like Tosu says, but old nearish, I feel a ball lifts up a little closer. Not only don't you have to be marchik dalamash, you're not allowed to. You're in the middle of davening, you can't just go and be marchik. You're not allowed to do. So Moshe, I'll tell you pretty much through Moshe. Outside mostly. So Moshe is bothered. Why does the Rashba use this expression of lo yireh b'chayav as davar for the Easter of meirag liam k'neged ha'amud? L'chura, it's the same problem as Tzoa. Just like Tzoa is also because of v'hoyah machanecha kadosh, so meirag liam k'neged ha'amud is what? Is considered like Tzoa. So the Rav Moshe says that Rashba doesn't hold that way. Because Rashba was bothered, first of all, I guess he was bothered, why is only an Issa? If Meirag Liam is considered like Tzoa connected to Amud, why isn't it Meirag considered like Tzoa when it's Alara? What's the difference? And also he wants to know that if Meirag Liam is also like Tzoa when it's connected to Amud, and then when it's Alara, it's Aser B'drabonon like Tzoa, So if you'd have soah on the ground, even soah the rabbanon of some kind or other, you should have to be marachik. You wouldn't say that, oh, since you're lowest rechur rabbanon. You normally, whenever you make a dinder rabbanon, if the chachamim made a dinder rabbanon of mei raglayim, saying that mei raglayim al ara has a din of soah mid rabbanon, just like mei raglayim keneged amud, it would have followed the same parameters as mei raglayim mid raisa, and it would be called the tikkun rabbanon, can derive the tikkun, and you wouldn't say, I mean, the suffix would still be mutter, but you wouldn't say that if a person is in the middle of davening, oh, lowest rechur rabbanon. What do you mean, lowest rechur rabbanon? This is mid rabbanon, this is soah. Soah, you're not allowed to daven. So the Rav Moshe wants to say two tremendous chedushim, two tremendous lamdashe chedushim. One is that according to the Rashba, the Isa Kenegad Amud is not because Kenegad Amud Meraglayim Nidaraisa is considered like Tsoa, but it's an Eastern Erva. That when it's Kenegad Amud, the stream of Meraglayim is considered an extension of the Aver itself. And just like you wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema Daven Kenegad Aver because that would be Loyer Avachdover, the Omud of Mei Raglayim is an extension of Mei Raglayim, and that's also because of Loyer Avachdover. So that's the Din D'Raisa. So what about Al Ara? Well, Al Ara's got nothing to do with Loyer Avachdover. That's also because Midrabbanon, because that's not connected to the Aver at all. I mean, it maybe once was, but that certainly doesn't have a din of Le'er Chavazavah. So Rav Moshe says, according to the Rashba, they wanted to say Midrabbanon, that just like Soa is also, if it's because it's Dover Mos, and it doesn't have anything to do with Kenegad Amud or anything like that. So Midrabbanon, they said that Mei Raglayim Afilu Al Ara is also also Midrabbanon. But Rav Moshe says, since the din drabon of Mei Raglayim has nothing to do with the din deraisa of Mei Raglayim, because the din deraisa of Mei Raglayim is a din in Lo Yireh Elokei Vazdavar, which is a din of that the Mei Raglayim is considered a chibur to the erva. So that's why it's also the din drabon of Mei Raglayim is a new din drabon, and it's got nothing to do with the din deraisa of Mei Raglayim. It's a din that just like certain things such as Tsoar Osir to daven to midrabbanon, and Mei Raglayim, even though it's not so, is also usher to daven and to say Kriya Shema in its presence. So therefore, Moshe says, once you say that the din drabbanon is got nothing to do with the din deraisa, then the chachamim don't have to follow the general parameters of the din deraisa. And they can say, well, we only want to make it in these situations and not other situations. We'll make it if a person is about to daven into the puddle of Mei Raglayim on the floor, he shouldn't daven. He has to be Machi Dalamas. But if he's already in the middle of davening, and then all of a sudden the puddle appears, then let him just continue davening, because if this is only a Din D'Rabbanan, in its essence it's only Din D'Rabbanan. It's nothing, it doesn't flow from a Din D'Raisa at all. So that's what Rav Moshe wants to say, it's shot in the Rashba. And that's what he wants to say is the machlokas between the Rishonim, the Asam Rishonim that disagree with Tosfos, who learned that I think I mentioned that goes Maimini and others say that you actually have to be Marachik Balamas. Because if it's Mei Raglayim Al Ara, you have to be Marachik, because with Rabbanon, that's Mei Raglayim. He says that's the Nafka Mina. The Nafka Mina is whether or not you learn that the din derabbanon of Mei Raglayim is connected to the din deraisa of Mei Raglayim. The other Rishon hold that the din deraisa of Mei Raglayim is that Kenegad Amud is considered like Tsoa, and the derabbanon, they said even Al-Ara is considered like Tsoa. So then you wouldn't make an exception if it were in the middle of davening or in the beginning of davening, you have to mark the Al-Amud. But the Rashba holds that you don't have to mark it because he says there is no din deraisa by Mei Raglayim of Tsoa. It's only erva, and that doesn't apply to the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon is a new invention, doesn't have to be Kenderaisa, and therefore they say, if a person's already in davening, go watch Ruchu Rabbanon. And the
Rav Moshe... What are the parameters, according to Rav Moshe Pshat in the Rashba, as to when it is author to daven by Mei Raglayim?
So the Rashba, the Rav Moshe says, it comes out actually a Chumrah in his Pshat in the Rashba, because the Gemara later on is going to make a distinction between Erva and Tsoa. That if you see Erva in Ashashis, if you see it like behind a window, so you can daven. Because it's not Hoy Machanecha Kodosh, it's not in your Machane, so you see it, so what? B'mash enkein, if you see erva, through a window, you can't daven, because lo yireh b'chavas dova. So what Rav Moshe says, according to my pshat in the Rashba, if you see omachul me raglayim b'ashoshis, you couldn't daven. And Rav Moshe wants to use this to apply to a specific case. And he, according to him, what you have to say is, it says in the very end, that this mayim shos, of course, mayim shos in al-Birkov, why does he have to stop?
No, look, he can't see it.
Why does he have to stop? He can't see it, or even if he can't smell it, it doesn't if he can see it or not. That what, right, the only Isur of what, of mayim shos is seeing it.
You know,
right? So how does he see mayim shos in al-Birkov? He doesn't see anything. So he wants, he has to say a chiddush, that he says that, he says,
they used to wear shorts in the old days.
That's why it says, somebody says, he says, that's why it says al-Birkov. It says somehow you can see the stream going down, flowing down his legs. It's not just that he's urinating, but you can see the stream flowing down his legs, and that has a din of what? Of Kenegeda Amo. That's what he wants to say. So that's how he wants Limshat. And he wants to say, according to the other Mishnah, you don't have, he doesn't have to daven al birkov.
And then if he didn't see it, it'll be mutter even when he's urinating to get the daven?
If it's not connected to Amud, yeah. If it's covered, it's like, it is, yeah. What's the difference? If the whole ether is an ether of connected to erva, you have an erva that's covered.
Right.
So you could daven with your erva, can't you?
Yeah.
Everybody's walking around with an erva. You're davening, aren't you?
But that's a different omen. Is it
right? Yeah, that's omen, they're right.
So if
you can't see it, it's mutter, even though you can see
midraisa.
And midrabbanan, according to Rashba, it's mutter too, if you're in the middle of davening. You don't even have to stop davening, according to
that's
the Rashba.
Right.
If, according to the Rashba, way the Rav Moshe is trying to Rashba, if you're in the middle of davening, and you begin urinating in such a way where you have long clothes on, and you cannot see the stream, there's no din yirel of avas davar, the din drabbanan of Mei Raglayim, they lost your Hurabonon in the middle of davening. Continue davening.
What's Pekhaya?
And that's proper, that's good. The Pshat in the Gemara?
The Pshat in the Gemara is you can see the stream.
Right.
You can see the water flowing down your...
There's no mushroom like that in the Gemara.
Why not? Why did it say Al-Birkov?
The second line in
Al-Birkov,
in
who can...
The
people used to wear robes.
No. Moshe says they wore shorts.
They wore shorts.
That's what Moshe says.
Jewish people wore shorts.
Jewish people. Religious people.
Not only that, they wore white and red.
This is what Moshe says. Moshe says.
Mishum d'albirkov.
He says, that's why it says. Shaharbe bizmanam. Look. Shaharbe bizmanam. Many people in those days. Loho yu mechasim birkeya. They didn't cover their legs. Whatever.
What about the catheter? The catheter
is a complicated situation. But what Moshe uses this for is that according to the Rashba, the catheter is not really directly connected to the aver. The Mei Raglayim in the tube is not directly connected to the aver. It's connected to some catheter that's in the aver. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of erva.
It's
so midraisa, that okay. Is not an it's not midraisa, and therefore he finds it a mokum to be makel in certain situations. If it's covered, you can be makel.
If you had pants, according to Rav Moshe, you saw like a stream, you know.
I don't know exactly when it's considered kenegeda omud or not. But if you see it streaming down your leg,
I mean, you don't mama see it, but you
but
see
that's going to
you just see the spreading wet spot. Yeah. I don't think that's kenegeda omud.
You really wouldn't say that.
No, I wouldn't think that. He says that's why it says al-Birkov.
Right. No. Here. Right.
But Jews, you know, if you look at pictures of Jews that they put on walls and schools, they're wearing coats. They're wearing skirts.